President Obama is in Wisconsin today selling his State of the Union pitch on job growth and innovation. He'll visit the town of Manitowoc on the shores of Lake Michigan and tour businesses like Orion Energy Systems, which makes lighting and solar technology, and has recently entered the booming Chinese market. Well, if the president wants a lesson in how that might go, he can visit the nearby Manitowoc Company, which has been doing business in China since the early 1990s with what you might call mixed results. Howard Schneider profiled the company's experience in the Washington Post. He joins us now. And Howard, first of all, tell us, what does Manitowoc make?
Well, you know, this company's a funny sort of conglomerate. They started, their roots are in shipbuilding back in the early part of the century, but they don't do that anymore. What they do make is ice makers, and you've probably seen them. And if you stayed in a Holiday Inn there, that's where you go. The Manitowoc ice maker is probably where you scoop your bucket of ice. They also make industrial cranes, the big giant cranes you see at construction sites that lift, you know, giant pieces of concrete and move it around like a tank.
And so how did they break into the Chinese market?
Well, back in the early 90s, the management there, like many U.S. companies, said, China's going to be where it's at. Deng Xiaoping was opening the nation to outside commerce. So they went in actually and bought a local ice maker and tried to play to what was then their strength, which was the ice making business, and got into it that way.
And at one point, they were shipping 5 cranes a month to China?
That's right. After they sort of got their feet wet with the ice making business there, and they began to make and assemble and export cranes. Obviously, there's a big construction boom in China now for 20 years. At their peak, I guess they were selling about 5 or 6 cranes a month that were assembled there on the shores of Lake Michigan in Manitowoc, and put on boats and sent over to China.
Well, that was then. But we understand it's been 2 years since Manitowoc has shipped a crane to China. So what happened?
Well, what happened is this, and it's been an experience that's been self-familiar to a lot of American manufacturers. As China developed, it, of course, became better able to make some of these things itself. You know, partly it was just good sort of copycat manufacturing skills. Partly it was industrial property theft. Partly it was just companies saying, hey, why should we buy this imported good? We can do it cheaper here. So what Manitowoc found was that, you know, they may be selling a 200-ton crane, and then suddenly they'd see the same 200-ton crane up the street manufactured by a local company. Well, at that point, the Chinese relied on some of the wiggle room they have in the World Trade Organization and began taxing imports like Manitowoc's. Gradually, this moved up the chain, and the 200-ton crane, you know, now then the Chinese would start making the 500-ton crane, the 1,000-ton crane, and that's where they are today. Basically, you know, most of their core products are sort of taxed out of the price range.
Okay, so you mentioned two things that are big concerns for American companies when they do business with China. You mentioned that China just decided to start putting these huge taxes on imports from the Manitowoc Company, fees that could top 30%. China is a member of the World Trade Organization. One of the ways that China does this is that they claim to still be a developing nation, and so there's sort of a provision that allows them to just slap these import fees on.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, you know, the WTO, the rules are different for every country that enters it now. They will argue for the best deal possible. Certain parts of their economy will remain more closed, certain parts more open. There are basic norms that they all agree that all the countries adhere to, but there's it's a little bit different in each case. And particularly with the developing countries, they may come in and say, yeah, we're willing to drop all our tariffs except, you know, X, Y, and Z, which we need to keep in place because we are a developing country and we're very sensitive about these particular industries.
Well, and you mentioned, you call it copycat, but it's also known as intellectual theft. And in the past, the Chinese were accused of going to trade shows and taking cell phone pictures. But today, it's not that kind of espionage. They're literally requiring American companies to what? Make deals with Chinese companies and share tech and trade secrets?
Yeah, this is an ongoing issue between the U.S. Sort of business establishment and the Chinese Communist Party. And it's the degree to which they are forcing U.S., and it's not just U.S., but European and other companies, into joint ventures that require a transfer of technology as kind of a condition of coming over there. It used to be when they weren't making much on their own that they would give foreign firms exemptions to come over and be a whole wholly owned foreign company and make what they wanted over there. For example, you know, Manitowoc, the Manitowoc Crane Company, now owns a small French firm called Potain that went over there in the, I think it was very early on in the 1980s, early 1990s, and started making cranes over there. They still retain that exemption. But they only make a certain type of crane. So when Manitowoc now is trying to hold on to this core piece of their market, they've sort of been forced into a joint venture with a Chinese company. If you talk to the executives there, they don't like certain aspects of what's happened in China, but they don't whine about it too much either. Their attitude is, we got to build a better crane. We got to build bigger cranes. We got to have more features, more safety features, better performance, better durability, more efficient engines. Their ice makers, for example, they will go into immense detail about how, getting another percent or 2% of energy efficiency out of their ice makers. Now, a mom and pop restaurant isn't going to care about that, but some of the big chains that are doing business in China, the McDonald's or the Yum Brands of the world, if they can save 3% on their ice making, they're going to love that.
Well, the other thing that a Manitowoc company did is make a crane that is so big, so sophisticated, that the Chinese can't produce it right now. In fact, It's $26 million. It's massive. Incredible description of this state-of-the-art machine with GPS sensors, 7 TV monitors. It looks like the Transformers, from the movies. And it can be operated in China, but from Wisconsin.
Well, it did feel a little bit like being on a Michael Bay set to look up on this thing, because it just is massive. Can't really operate it from Wisconsin, but what they can do is get real time information about the state of the machine, so that if the operator is these things can be. You got to operate them right to keep them from toppling over. And they can sort of monitor sort of where everything is and sort of ring the bell if they see an operator doing something that might put the crane in danger.
So the crane will go to China.
Well, they're trying to sell one over there. They were a little bit hedgy on this. They're hoping to make a sale over there. Listen, when you talk about construction, China is one of the U.S. construction industry isn't doing too well right now, but in China it's still booming. So if you're in the heavy equipment business, you want to sell stuff over there, and they're pushing real hard to try to get one of these out the door.
Wow, it just sounds incredible. And so it sounds as if the lesson learned from Manitowoc is, you got to stay a step ahead if you're going to work in China.
That is true, because as much as the Chinese want to make stuff, they also want to develop their country and get the best technology in there. So if there's a project that needs a 2,000-ton crane, Manitowoc might be in business on this.
Howard Schneider writes about the world of business for The Washington Post. Howard, you've been there. You say Manitowoc. We went with the Merriam-Webster pronunciation and went with Manitowoc, but obviously it's somewhere in between.
Well, yeah, in deference to the Lakewell High School, we could just say go ships.
Okay, let's do that. and their past industry. Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, up next, a solar company here in Massachusetts is closing down its factory and moving to China. It's a case that's being watched by other states because Massachusetts is trying to claw back some of the money it used to lure the company to the state in the first place. How's that going? Well, one senator here says there ought to be a law to claw back more. We'll take a look at that. Also later today, what is going on as those protests sweep from Tunisia to Egypt? We'll take a closer look. That's later. Back in 1 minute, here and now. We'll